John Whittaker's just won the H&M Ivy Stakes here at the London International Horse Show Olympia. Many congratulations, John.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very happy with that one.
It's a good one. I mean, you were in the competition this afternoon as the leading jumper so far. This obviously cements your position as that as well.
No, it's nice, and it's nice to win Olympia, you know, in front of your own crowd. I've had a great season, but it means a lot to win here at Olympia.
What is it about Olympia that makes it so special for you? I mean, you always get such a huge reception from the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around a long time, and it's always been a good show for me. I think, obviously, the crowd know me, and it's nice, and I think it brings the best out in me. As also, you know, you go in there and you try your best, and yeah, and like I said, to win on your own ground, and also we have all the best riders in the world here, so it's that, you know, that also means something to beat them.
And was that a particularly tough jump off course? There's only a handful of you that actually cleared.
It was. I mean, to be honest, the courses all week have been tough enough, but the horses, the standard is so high, and the horses, you know, you're expecting 7 or 8 clears and you're getting 10 or 12 clears. The standard is so high, but, you know, it's the name of the game. We have to keep up with the standards and keep beating them, basically.
And what do you do personally to maintain that standard? I mean, you often talk about how long you've been around, and you talk about how the standard's raising, but what are you doing personally to make sure that you're keeping on top of everything?
I think it's so professional now, you know. Being up every morning, 6:30, working the schooling horses in the ring, and you just try to be really professional, and you know, you watch. When you're competing against the best riders in the world, it rubs off on each other, and you know, it's a little bit like competing against Michael all my life. We bounce off each other, you know, and you get better and better, and you keep up in your game. And I mean, we still have, even now at my age, I have to keep up in my game because the standard is just getting higher and higher, you know.
And just one last thing, as the leading jumper so far, what would, and you know, a number of podium finishes so far this week, what would a win tomorrow night mean to you?
Yeah, to be honest, the World Cup this afternoon was the one I was really aiming for, and that didn't really work out. It was just one of those things. My horse actually still jumped good, but it just didn't work out. So I'm really going to try my best for the Grand Prix. But you know, if it doesn't work out, you just have to live with that and try again. Like this afternoon, I was disappointed, but I didn't give up, and you know, put everything into tonight, and now I'm on top of the world again. So that's how the sport is. You know, you have to keep picking yourself up and kicking on, really.